Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, this is the conundrum of a topic. They almost always win. But you got two star players saying, let's play different. I think a lot of listeners will say, yeah, let's play different. And yet I'll remind you, they always win. My natural inclination is not to play different. But I'm curious if you think that's foolish or what. Listen, there is something to be said for, and I'm the one that says it all the time, they play with fire. I mean, maybe just because they win often close, late, maybe they could win more comfortably early. You know, maybe they could win, you know, John, your 0-4 Eagles would, starters would be off the field with 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter and guys would get to rest and you'd avoid injury of the main players because you're up by three touchdowns and the game's over.
That obvious.
Yeah.
And 2022 Eagles were like that, remember?
To a large
like
extent.
Like a fair amount of games. Yeah. Where it was like 9 minutes left. Yeah. It was like, here comes the backup.
And this team, not so much. Well, not so much.
They
played Jacksonville
games.
Close
we're
last
three
year.
Games in.
Cleveland
remember,
close.
We were told this first month,
yeah.
Bear with us.
Yeah, but
we are.
I know.
Look, after 2.5 games,
yeah,
I think. They kind of found their stride, and let's see
maybe,
this week against
maybe.
The Tampa Bay team. That's a really good test.
And 103-degree weather.
That's tough, Ray.
That's
tough.
It's brutal.
All right, let's go to the phones. What do you make of it? What do you think AJ and Jalen meant by their comments? Specifically, what do you think they meant? And do you think the Eagles should, for lack of a better way to put it, open it up more on offense? Let's go to Joe in Mayfair right now. Joseph, good morning, pal.
Well, good morning, and I always say that Jalen reminds me of Timmy of the Spurs.
I know you do. Yeah,
he always will. He's going to do everything the coach asks him. You might not like the style of play, but only thing Duncan ever did was win and did the right thing. And you have a team that Jalen, when he's asked to do what he's asked to do, I think he's thrown two picks in his last 17 games, and there was games where they did open it up some, not a lot. I think the issue with the offensive line is the problem, and I don't think it's discussed enough. They miss Mekhi'l Becton pancaking people on the right side next to Juergens. They miss him tremendously. They're not pancaking guys. They're not going to pull Juergens and Dickerson with bad backs. They're not going to ask them to exert a lot more and pull them. They're doing basic running. This has nothing to do with Barkley. Other than the fact that the other teams know the Eagles are just running between the tackles. They're not doing any sweeps. They're not doing any pitches. They're not doing any misdirections. They're not doing anything.
I don't know that that's because they feel their offensive linemen are limited and unable to run power blocking schemes. I don't know. I'm not ready
to go
that
far. I'm not seeing any pancakes.
All right. Well, I'm not ready to go. No, but maybe. Yes, I have seen some pancakes.
Not like we used to.
These are... Yes, when you scrutinize the way they're blocking, it is game to game. I mean, just depending on what you're accustomed to a defense giving you, you're gonna attack that differently. I agree with you. It hasn't been as varied as I'd like it to be. And I don't feel like that man blocking scheme that I really like when you're pulling guards and you've got a U tight end trying to get in phase with that pulling guard. And it's I love man blocking. I haven't seen as much of that. And I agree with you. It's probably due to the fluctuation at guard. You got to pull those guards.
Joe,
but we pull our tackles.
Joe,
we pull our center as well.
Here's my question to you, Joe. Should they play a different brand of football?
Well, that's what I'm going to get into. So I have called the station for 3-4 years and have defended Jalen Hurts to the hilt.
Yep.
When you have offensive players, I think the diversity is the problem of how you do it and when you do it. You have to out-scheme your opponent. And I don't think our coaching staff, I don't think Nick, I don't think any offensive coordinator except Steichen knows how to be one play ahead of the opposition. They don't know what's coming. I think that we're not at that point yet to say, okay, they're going to think we're running the ball. We're going to do some play action and throw the ball. They think we're going to do this, so we're going to do that.
All right, Joe, let me ask you a question because I hear all your commentary. I haven't heard an answer. Should they play a different brand of offense, yes or no?
I think when they have the lead, they should do what they do is best. If they get behind by 7 or more, like I've always said, they have the ability to.
Let's say it's 0-0 and it's the first drive of the game. Should they play a different brand of offense, yes or no?
If the play is there and there's an audible and Jalen sees something, of course you should do that.
James, what's his answer? I don't know the answer.
You got me, buddy.
It's play to play. So I'll basically say it like this.
Well, it sounds like you're saying no, but I can't tell.
You have a running back. You have an offensive line. You have a quarterback. You
yes,
do
that's
you
how offense works.
That is how football. That's
correct.
How,
so you have,
hold on.
You,
that's in the next update.
Oh my God! You can play.
Rhea,
both
make
ways.
Sure I put that in my next book. In football, you have a quarterback.
You can play both ways, Joe. The question is, how do you want them to play? Obviously, you want them to take what the defense gives them. Obviously, we get that.
I would like to see them open it up a little
bit
more.
There we go.
I would love them to pass the ball about 8 to 10 times more.
Okay, that's an answer. All right, Joe, appreciate the call. I mean,
you beat him down.
Well, I mean, you know.
Maybe had to.
I want the ball height. Then I want the quarterback to either hand it off, run it himself, or pass it.
And get in the end zone.
Oh, and make sure the drive ends with 6 points, and then hopefully the extra point for 7. Or you go for a 2-point conversion. All right, 215-592-9494. We're playing around, but you get the point. You guys get the point. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. We're going to get into something Phillies related coming up next. The conundrum. Speaking of conundrums, man, Rob Thompson's got a conundrum up ahead. We'll get to that and more phone calls and all these topics. Plus, if you missed it yesterday, Ray Dittinger paying tribute to Bernie Perrant. I don't want the Bernie thing off the table. Look, I wish it wasn't on the table. I wish Bernie hadn't passed away a couple days ago. He did. We were very immersed in Eagles conversation yesterday, but it's a monumental death in the history of Philly sports because it's a monumental life in the history of Philly sports. We'll continue to pay tribute to Bernie. What Ray said, you'll hear it next. Plus, your calls, your tributes. If you were there, Game 6, 1974, I want to hear from you. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.
Be the MVP of your football tailgate with Wild Fork Foods. Serve up all your game day favorites without breaking the bank. A tailgate wouldn't be complete without ribs, would it? Pick up mouth-watering pork baby back ribs. I love these things. Just delectable. And they're just $3.38 a pound. Grill them, bake them, or slow cook them. These bone-in ribs are guaranteed to impress everyone. Skip the grocery store scramble. Stop by a Wild Fork location in Greater Philadelphia or order online at wildforkfoods.com for same-day delivery.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.